Sisters and brothers, welcome to the Sunday, May 20th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 1072. Sisters and brothers, another FYI EMF assault alert. This new assault began on the morning of the last show or so, May 13, 2018. As we've said, they seem to have a very extensive arsenal of EMF weapons and permutations within each one, designed to invade our bodies and moods such that they can make us, our body's physical functions, and then by means of the torture, make us stop or change whatever behavior the state will not tolerate, make us in order to make us do what they want us to. The parental mindset underclass is totalitarian. This assault reveals more about a strategy I'm certain they've used on Prince, given the reports about how little he ate. Eating very little is how one copes with the EMF wave assault, and with others as well, I've learned, that causes the anus to swell and simulate incontinence, discussed in our November 12, 2017 show. The excerpt in juxtaposition 124, Lenin and Stalin both present EMF ailments. To achieve this effect of a target's slow starving to death, they attack the gastrointestinal tract in its entirety, and in fact, anything to do with enjoying the pleasure of food. This is definitely a punishment, an extended punishment, and enjoying one's body overall, for that matter. As we've noted, one of the joys for these guys in using this weapon is that it allows them to reenact their experience of early childhood parental sadism, which means denying those they intend to correct all pleasures. So the jaw is targeted, chewing becomes painful. Gas is used in several EMF assault applications, and once we're free, somebody please explain to me specifically how they played with generating gas in a body to apply pressure to various organs and functions. Pressure, both internal and external to the body, receives so much attention from them, I think, because clearing the mucus, that is, continuing to live, requires those afflicted with these folks to themselves apply pressure, exert force, coughing, gagging, screaming, to get the mucus to come out. So they do give attention to the stomach. And in my case, and certainly with Prince, they used several EMF weapons serially in combination. This assault seems to be one of a species that freezes the body, but especially the head and chest. But like the one 2 years ago, which we noted in our January 17, 2016 show, makes you feel like you've been poisoned. There is an ill-tasting chalkiness in the mouth. In addition, it pounds into your head and makes it ache terribly, although this could be multiple weapons. The pain of the assault itself, as opposed to the pain of clearing, depends on the type of EMF assault. But it causes both extreme searing pain and chronic aching. And in my case, an upper side ridge of pain, a swelling ridge of pain, and a central area of swelling in the back of the head that hurts all the time, as does the pain associated with the pressure being applied, for instance, at the back of the neck, or the after effects of a laser EMF assault, which they're doing on me continuously now. It must be pretty high up, the originator of this assault, because it's now following me actually in the car itself. So without the assistance of all the folks participating in tracking in their cars. So this laser assault is particularly painful. Set aside the discomfort of labored breathing because of the pressure in your chest. And the what must be gas makes you feel dizzy and nauseous, so you lose appetite. This new-to-me assault produces a voluminous quantity of frothy mucus, and they've moved on to other things. I guess I might just note right now, no more frothy mucus in the head and chest. That is not something I've experienced, this frothiness, although the bricks are still present, just lower down in the process. So it seems gas again. This sheds further light on something I've wondered about with the torture inflicted on Prince. Until about a year ago, I could say, and you eat and eat and eat and can never gain weight. I couldn't understand back then how Prince could not eat when the swellings, the muscle stiffening, and the contractions of the assault, followed by the effort of clearing the resulting mucus, consumed so much energy. Now the power besotted are showing me yet another of the tortures they inflicted on Prince, allowing me to experience what they did to him and represent. And I wrote on the following day, just after I'd typed the above and turned off the computer to start clearing, whether as punishment or as an attempt to simulate some supposed 48-hour bug, or perhaps the induced gas was to produce this effect, they hit me with an assault that produced projectile vomiting, yet another weapon in their arsenal of illnesses they cause, or in this case, mimic. It's really important to know your body. I guess that goes without saying. These are people, we didn't know this, who devote their lives. Recall Christopher Fry's point. If only inflicted pain were as contagious as the plague, they might use it more sparingly. These are people who devote their lives to figuring out how to inflict new horrors on their brothers and sisters. This we didn't know. Because World War II, I guess, was so long ago. And about Miklos Nisley, we are never told. Quote from our January 19, 2014 show, quoting Miklos Nisley, among the malefactors and criminals, the most dangerous type is the criminal doctor, especially when he's armed with powers such as those granted to Dr. Mengele. He sent millions of people to death merely because, according to a racial theory, they were inferior beings and therefore detrimental to mankind. The immediate objective was the increased reproduction of the German race. The final objective was the production of pure Germans in numbers sufficient to replace the Czechs, Hungarians, Poles, all of whom were condemned to be destroyed, but who for the moment were living on those territories declared vital to the Third Reich. Unquote. From Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, which we read together over the course of many months, beginning in December 2013. Audio and text from these shows can be found on the Miklos Nisley's Lessons on Class, Parts 1 and 2, HTML pages, in the blog list, and in a PDF you can download free from the blog page. This list is near the bottom of it, of the page. The Nazis' final objective is a subset of the Plato's tribesmen's, whose ambitions of purification or perfection are global and bend to the permanent alteration and obedience to them of humanity itself. It was to achieve this end that they stole, developed, and kept hidden Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon.